忘了几次，看看，是
Yeah, but it was giving some beyond certain level. It gives noise. It will also very fun. Oh, Janani, Sarada, Ramakrishnan, Devadevi, Padapatne, Devastik, Pranamam. So Narada is telling us that of all the pathways to God, bhakti is the easiest. And he is telling also, trying to prove it. How do we know it is the greatest? It is the easiest. What did we discuss? It is the most natural. Why is it natural? That we are all emotional. We don't need to be taught. Be emotional. If you shout two, three times, then he will really become emotional. In India, there is a belief, anyone goes on a pilgrimage, he has to give up something. So one fellow went, came back from pilgrimage. His friends asked him, what did you give up? He was a very short-tempered fellow. So he said, I gave up my getting angry.
Yes.
He said, what? Could it be? Is it real? Did you really give up? He said, yes, I gave up. No, I don't believe. I told you. See, it's not easy to people. Emotion, 99% of the people, only a braveless fellow will have no emotion. A ball doesn't have it. Every living creature has it. That's why Shankaracharya quotes, you take some green grass, you show it to a cow. It comes in. You take a stick, it will run in. It is showing its knowledge in the form of emotion. This is love, this is fear. So if we are emotionally endowed people, what is the easiest path for us? Use that emotion to approach God. Direct all emotion. But we have to remove all emotion. Don't become emotional about father, about mother, about property, name, fame, power, position. Slowly, it will come after many lives. But that emotion which we exhibit if something happens to either my body or my honor, my parents, etc., now devote it, direct it towards God. That is why that is called bhakti. Anything directed towards God is bhakti. Anger also directed towards God becomes bhakti. That's why English and Sanskrit words are very important for us. You cannot express them in English. For example, love. How do you express if a person says, I love a sweet? Another person, I love my wife. Another person says, I love God. Is there no difference between these three? What is the difference? Difference is in the result. If you love rasagulla, rasagulla disappears. If you love chicken, chicken disappears. If you love the other, husband disappears. If you love God, you disappear. Understand? You become one with God. Because whosoever's love is graded, that person, the other object will merge into it. If there is a clash between,
or if both are same, then also it disappears.
There is no both of same. One will be strong, one will be weak. God is infinite. So everything else ultimately has to merge in God. So that is why the word love will become degraded. But we don't want it to use the other word. There is a word, but we don't like to use it. Lust. Actually, lust is misunderstood. It is the attraction between male and female. No, I desire a sweet. That is also lust. I lust power. I want to be very powerful. So I lust gold. Anything. But primarily it came to mean the attraction between, but I lust to mean it is a degradation to human beings. So just as a bull runs after a cow, so that meaning will come. And that is why I love you. This is the word. But that word love should be used only towards God and nobody else. That is why in Sanskrit language, kama and prema. Clear distinction. Kama and prema. The power is the same, but the direction is completely different. The result is also completely different. In one, we go down. In the other, we go up. Completely, we merge in up. So that is why bhakti is great. And then he also says, it is easier than other paths. What other paths are there? Path of will, Rajayoga. Path of intellect, Jnana Yoga. Path of karma, Karma Yoga. All of us have got all those factors. So, we begin with in other paths, with that path, but end with the realization of God. Here, we start getting that joy even at the very beginning. It is a journey from a low state of ananda to a higher state of ananda. Then, pramana-antara se anapekshatya. It doesn't require any pramana. So, what is pramana? In any philosophy, pramana is the most important concept. We are all seeking pramana. So if somebody tells you, I love you, immediately, how do I know that you love me? Prove it to me. So prove it, how do I prove it? The child says to its mother, do you love me? Mother says, of course I love you. Then prove it. Oh, how can I prove it to you? So if you love me, then you must give me what I like. Yes, yes, you ask me. Whatever you ask, I will give. Then the child says, I don't want to go to school. I want to play. If you love me, allow me. Will the mother allow? He catches all the behavior and drags him to the school. So, mom, you said you love me. Yes, I love you. But why are you not giving me what I desire? I have to follow what you desire, not what I desire. How can the mother explain this to the child? I am looking at your long-term happiness. You are looking only at? Sure, just now. I will be very happy. Yes, if you are like that, you will be a fool, an idiot. And whole life you have to work like a donkey. But you will get more pure job as a gardener, as a cook. If you study and do well, then you will get higher job. You can retire early enough. So pramana means proof. What is the, how many ways we get right knowledge? Indian philosophy accepts six pramanas. How many?
Six.
What is the first pramana? Pratyaksha. What is pratyaksha? I see you, you see. So nobody can. The whole world says, you are not seeing Swami Atman. You won't believe that. Because you are seeing with your own eyes. Then, anumana. Anumana means inference. Anumana means inference. Anumana means doubt. Here, anumana means inference. Inference is dependent upon pratyaksha, direct experience. Say, you go to bed at night. Early morning you get up. The whole place is full of water. You have not seen raining last night. Then how did you come to this? What is your inference? It must have? It must have rained last night. Or some municipality that have the leak is leaking. You know, sometimes tankers come, leaks, or some pipe burst. Usually, so much water will not be there. So it must be a rain. You have not seen the rain, but you have inferred by seeing the water that it must have rained. Now, what is important here? At some point of time earlier, you must have seen rain falling on the ground and flooding. In this case, you saw the flooding, but not the actual raining. Had you never seen it raining and flooding, you would not have been able to infer. Understand now? So this is purely based upon prasyaksha. One factor is missing, but the other factor is clear. Another that we give example is, where there is smoke, there is fire. You cannot expect, you know, if there is no fire, there would be no smoke at all. No, that is not possible. There could be fire without smoke. There would be no smoke without fire. When this class was going, one fellow came up and said, I can prove to you there can be smoke without fire. The teacher was puzzled. He said, all right, prove it to me. He went to the other room. After 1 minute, he came back and said, So this is called inference. You always infer from a known fact. When there is a known fact, experiential fact, and the fact and its consequence are witnessed. One factor is missing. What is the factor? It is raining. That I have not seen. But when it rains, invariably the place will be wet and flooded. So that is what we all infer from this. So this is called anumana. Then there is a pramana called upamana. Upamana means comparison. So you have seen, you have a cow at home. Then you go someplace. You see another animal. Then you say, what is this animal? What did you come near? And in every respect, it is resembling
cow.
The cow you know at home. You compare. This also looks exactly like that. Therefore, this must be cow. This is called comparison, upamana. Then, arthapatti, presumption. What is the presumption? So, by seeing one fact, you connect it another fact. You reason it out another time. What is it? A famous example is, Divadatto, Devadatto, Divana Bhukte, Tathapi Vartate. Nobody had ever seen a person called Devadatta eating a data, yet he is growing fatter and fatter. Nobody had seen him eating at data. But he is growing fatter. How can a fellow grow fatter without eating? That means he is eating. Daytime he is not eating. Therefore, what is the inference?
Nighttime
he is eating. This is called arthapatti, presumption from one given fact. This is one of the pramanas. We are all doing all the time. Another is called anupalabdhi. Upalabdhi means experience. Anupalabdhi means non-experience. So what is it? Every time you come here, you see a sofa here. One day you come and you don't see the sofa. What is your experience? There is no sofa. So sofa must be there. So if the sofa is not in this room, it must be some other room. All the time, whenever you are searching for something, you are using this anupalabdhi, pramana. This book I have kept here, and I went to read that book, and I did not find it there. But I remember I have kept it here yesterday night. So somebody must have taken it out. So you will not waste your time there. The absence of an object in that particular room gives the clue to where to find it. yet it has not gone out of the house. So that is when this Anupalakshmi, great wisdom. So all scientific research is based upon this Anupalakshmi. I am doing this experiment. It is giving negative result. Therefore, I should not pursue this particular line of experimentation. I should pursue something other than Edison, the strength of the filament. Many years he tried. Today we are enjoying his inventoriness 10,000 times. So his team went and said, let us stop this experimentation. 10,000 times we have experimented. He did not say. Edison, you know what Edison said? Gentlemen, we have tremendous knowledge now. How we cannot get it in 10,000 ways. Let us search for 10,001. Within a short term, let us go with this element. And today, this is the basis, whatever you do, this is the basis. So this is called Anuparadhi. All these five, Pratyaksha, Anumana, Upamana, Arthapatti, Anupalabdhi, based upon direct experience. But there is something which we can never experience directly, which is God. Therefore, how do we know God exists? Because we don't want to believe that God exists. So what is the way? Last sixth Pramana, Shabda. Shabda means what? There are some people who have experience. And they are telling us. Not only that, how do we know they are mad, that they are not mad guys or liars? How do we know that they are not telling lies? So there must be something. First of all, they are truthful. They will never tell any lies. Secondly, these people, whatever they say for the good of the world, for my good. They are not selfish people. Thirdly, what is the proof that something is real? It's science. What is the greatness of science? If any scientist has done an experiment, and it gives a result, anybody can experiment, repeat that experiment, and they must get the same result. Yeah. One Swami was talking like this. We get all sorts of students, you know. He said that electricity cannot be seen. It can only be inferred. Because if a person touches it, then he knows there is electricity or not. Line is there. Fan is not there. Heater is not there. Magnet is not there. Then how are you going to know whether there is electricity or not? The only way is to touch. The fellow is asking that the only way is to touch, then I will go and touch. Swami said, if you go and touch, you will not know electricity is there or not. Who even? Yeah, you know, if it is sufficiently distant. So, Swami Vivekananda, Narendranath, he went to Sri Ramakrishna. And then he asked, sir, have you seen God? Ramakrishna said, yes, I've seen God. But how can he prove that he has seen God? Then he said, I can also show you. Then only you will believe. Of course, Swami Vivekananda, he is acceptable. We have to accept. So how do we accept? So we don't know whether a sadhu had seen God or not. We don't know. How will you know? Suppose you ask me, sir, have you seen God? I say, I have seen God. Who do you know that I have seen God or not? Whether I am telling truth or untruth, there is no way you can know. Some sadhus, they have not seen God. But they say, yes, do you think that I am cutting grass all this time? That is what some sadhus say. They give the impression they have seen God. And you are a stupid fellow, so it cannot be explained. Some people, they have seen God. But they don't want to do, tell that fact. They say, no, 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 it is not. I am not wasteful. How do you know whether the person has seen? What is the only way is if you have seen God, then you know God exists. Otherwise, you cannot see. So how can we have faith? We can have faith because every experience brings knowledge. Every knowledge brings a transformation in our life. If you have seen a ferocious snake, poisonous snake, here, do you think you'll be sitting there and smiling? Do you think you'll be looking at me? You will be the first person to jump up. Let Swami go. It's okay. Swami is anywhere, God realizes. So it's before that, it doesn't matter. We are not realized. So our day, our life is very precious. He doesn't have any family. We have got family. All sorts of things spring up. So how do we know that there is a snake? There is a experience. And the experience gives some knowledge. That knowledge gives effect. So if anybody had seen God, there should be four effects. Remember, four effects. We discussed all these things. Every time devotees come, it is just to take bath. How many times we take bath? To go to God government. Not only wash their heads, their brain, everything. And then first thing, the person is sadanandamaya, always happy. Whatever happens, even if somebody comes and says, in a second, I am going to shoot you down, he'll be very happy. He says, do it quickly, quick, 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 quick. And Christian missionaries had gone to Arctic area, where people are suffering from terrible cold, shivering. He wanted to convert them to Christianity. He said, hey, if you don't convert into Christianity, don't get baptized in the name of Christ, there is terrible fire raging. You will go there. Immediately they all jumped, Padre, quick, quick address. We want to go there. So, always happy. Second, he treats everyone as equal. You know why? He is happy. John Disciple. Prema is called in Sanskrit language jaundice. What is jaundice?
Hello.
If whatever the person sees, he sees only yellow. So a person who has bloomed jnana anjana vimalanayana vikshane mohajana. So that collyrium of love, everybody is lovable. There is nobody who is not lovable. Because he sees only God in everything. Sees God in everything. So he loves everybody equally. We also love. What is the difference? We love only the things which we
give happiness.
Which we think ours.
Which give happiness to us.
Only what we think ours gives happiness. We love. Because they are related to it. That is a very important point. So first comes joy or first comes love? First comes minus. Suppose you know your neighbor's house, beautiful house. You don't love it. You like it, but you don't love it. Well, it is not
yours.
It is not yours.
It's not mine.
If it is your house, dilapidated house also, you will not allow anybody to touch it. Yeah, that is it. My family, my husband, my wife, my children, my. Is called mine. That is why it is called a minefield. Mine is a minefield. So the second characteristic of a God realized soul is love. Because God is love. God is existence. So God's existence, my existence, your existence, carpet's existence, scorpion's existence, they all belong to whom? Like a mother having 1,000 children, the existence has got how many children? The whole world. They all come little bit with manifestation of existence. It's called our existence, what we call our existence. So she is the mother, Bhumata, Gomata. You know, funny thing? Unknown. Gorakshan Marwadi had come to Swami Vivekananda, soliciting funds. Swamiji heard everything and said, first my funds will go for human beings. After that, if anything remains, then it will go to the council. That fellow could never understand. Our scriptures say, Kavi is our mother. Swamiji said, who else can produce such a talented children? Other than the court. Understand? That fellow could not understand even that. Swamiji was a very practical man. He says, human being is the most valuable being. After that, anything comes. So, the third characteristic is called Samadarshana. Samadarshana means what? He will never treat one person as superior, another person as inferior. In his love, there is no, like a mother's love. Mother's treatment differs. Mother's love doesn't differ. Understand? Small child, she gives only small amount of food. A grown-up son, if he is especially wrestler or like, when Kunti was staying there, Ajnatavasa, why Panchapandavas and Kunti. So they used to go for bhiksha and they used to pray. So the how much each person will get was given to Bhimasena. So 75% of it he keeps himself. And the other he will divide into five portions. Because Kunti also is there. Six people, you know, 5 + 1. Kunti also is there. And that was sufficient for them. This was his hunger is insatiable, you know. Like them. So every mother treats every child in accordance with the age, digestive capacity, state of health. But her love is completely equal. If at all, if there is a sick child, then she will pay more attention. Love will not be lesser. If that is the case, an ordinary mother, what about God? So that's what is being told. A realized soul, he has become God. Brahmavit, Brahmaiva Bhavati. A knower of Brahman becomes Brahma. One day we dealt with that subject. What is the subject? Who is Einstein? The greatest physicist in the world. Who is Einstein? We are not talking about his body. We are talking about the
knowledge.
Without that knowledge, Einstein will be like any ordinary person. So anybody who has got equivalent to his knowledge, what will he be? He is also
Einstein.
So there are 100 people equal knowledge. All 100 will be only Einstein. So Einstein is not a name of a particular body and particular state of knowledge. So every human being is a part of God. But manifestation is different in accordance with their body and mind. If baby's knowledge is less, a grown-up person says more, etc. So the third characteristic is that he treats everybody absolutely the same. That is why desert fathers, did you read yesterday? I sent. There was a desert path. Then one day thieves came. They said, we have come to take everything. The father said, take my sons, take everything you want. They took everything. And they were going out. Then the father noticed that they forgot to take a small bundle, something like that. Immediately he took that. My children, wait, wait, don't run. They waited. You have forgotten to take this. Such an effect. This is a man of God. If you do anything, God will punish us. So they brought back theft. Same story is there with Pauhari Baba. It was a great yogi, Pauhari Baba. One day, one night, a thief entered into his and bundled some utensils. As he was going, the utensils made a noise. So he was, Pauhari Baba was sleeping. He woke up immediately. And he understood it. By that time, the thief got frightened. He dropped and started running. Pauhari Baba took up the bundle, ran after him. Being a yogi, he overtook him very soon. And then put the bundle at his feet and said, "Oh Rama, please pardon me for interrupting your work. Because had I not woken up, you would not have run away. You could have taken and run away. But because I woke up, you dropped your job." That brought such a transformation in the thief. And he renounced the world, became one of the greatest monks, and Swami Vivekananda met him also. At the end of narrating this story, I always do. If you want to steal something, come to the ashram and steal. Because next birth, you will become a sadhu and work here. Kalpa phala will come up. Thakur will take good interest out of you. Yeah. So, oh, there are people like that. They treat everybody. There is no thief like that. There is no thief, no murderer. Nobody. Everybody is equal. Holy Mother was like that. My son Sharad, my son Amjad, one and the same. Then the fourth characteristic is, the man joyfully will give up his life for the sake of anybody. Buddha is an example. One day Buddha was wandering. Then he saw a man taking a small kid and going. So Buddha asked, "Where are you going?" You know the story? The man said, "Our king is performing a great yagna and so many animals are being sacrificed. I am taking this animal to be sacrificed." Then Buddha asked, "What will you gain by killing this animal?" He said, "Lot of punya will come to me." He said, "If a dumb animal can give you so much punya, a human being could give you much, much more punya. So you release that, take me and give the sacrifice." Then Buddha went there. He told the king, I think it was Bimbisara, "O king, why are you sacrificing so many innocent creatures? Oh, it is said in our Purana, these have to be sacrificed. What will you gain?" "I go to Swargalok." He said, "You sacrifice me, you will get 100,000 Swargaloka." Then the king understood. He said, "I have become awake. Tathagata, awaken. I will never again perform this thing." You know, understand. So, it is four characters. Always happy. He's full of love, prema. And he treats everybody exactly so. And he's ever ready to sacrifice himself joyfully, not regretful. In fact, he doesn't say, "I am sacrificing myself for you." Yes, I am sacrificing myself for myself. I am God. I am Brahma. There is no death. When you see these four characteristics, that is the proof that this man had seen. Yes. Okay. Then we discussed about six pramanas. This is how we get knowledge. One pramana, called Shabda. Shabda means what? There are some people who went into Samadhi, who had direct experience of God, but he cannot show it to us. But then how do we realize that he is a realizable soul? How do we know? When you get these four characters, always, that is, you know that this person has attained something, because this is the characteristics of God. So, this bhakti, what does it do? It is its own pramana. So how do we know it is, you understand? Pramana, it is its own proof. What is the proof? Says, Shanti Rupa, Paramananda Rupa Cha. Is whatever happens, suppose you go and tell him, and next to 5 minutes, he will be chopped into 100 pieces. He will never lose his sense of peace. Paramananda, the highest bliss. Doesn't care for death, doesn't care for life, doesn't care for anything. You do what you do. Because he knows, I am not the body, I am not the mind. What can you kill? Can you kill Atma? That is. Then, Lokahano Chintana Karya Nivedita Atma Loka Vedatva. Lokahano. Honey, we discussed 2 minutes. What is? Injuring the world. Lokahani. Na Karya. That is to say, if a bhakta practicing devotion sees some suffering in the world, what should be his attitude towards that event? What should be his attitude? It is God's will. So in his case also, suppose he is a rich man and some thieves will come and tie him up, take away all the wealth. There would not be this much of dent in his peace and ananda. God has given, God has taken. So that is the loka hanav. The second meaning is his loss of something worldly in his own case. Kshudiram, I gave the example, Kshudiram. He lost all his property, house, land, everything he lost. He did not lose his peace of mind. Because he was a great bhakta, devotee. He said Rama had given, Rama had taken him. What have I got? Whatever he arranges, then I will be very happy. With that idea, he came to Kamathipur. And immediately his friend gave him a house, gave him a small piece of land. You cultivate it. And that land was yielding sufficiently for fulfilling his needs for the entire year. Because of God's grace. So he named it Lakshmi Jala, Lukhi Jala. So, a devotee who wants to develop devotion, Lokahano, Chinta Nakari, do not worry. Chinta means worry. Do not worry. Whether it is yours, whether it is ours, whatever happens, don't. Because who created the world?
God.
And who is looking after the world?
God.
Does he not know? Does he not know the politics going on in India? So, example. Very interesting. Because people are not thinking there. We have to, some people have to think for them. Does God know the outcome of the elections or not?
Yes.
So, sometimes wicked people will be, does he not know or not? Is he worried? So, whatever God does, don't you think it is the best thing that to happen? You have to think at least. If you are not thinking, start thinking. Whatever God wills must be
the best.
Great. Because he knows not only this election. He knows another billion years. Who is going to come? Who is not going to come? He knows. So, how does he decide about what, who wins and who doesn't? How does he decide? He sees the karma fall. These rascals, they deserve only Rahul Gandhi. Let them suffer. Say wrong karma fall. God doesn't win. He only gives the appropriate karma fall. Of people. This is the only way you can understand. If you believe in God, God knows not only what happens now, all the time what is going to happen. He knows about it. So still, he doesn't seem to be putting his fingers in it. Why? Because that is the nature of the world. This first point. Second point, even more important. So many people are suffering. If that suffering is real, then God is cruel. Suppose it is a drama, the more people suffer, the merrier. Yeah, not only you will see once, you want to see it second time, third. Not only that, you will also tell, hey, have you seen that film?
Yeah.
It's so realistic. Come on, let us go and see. Because you are 100% pakka sure, this is only a cinema, drama, not real. And then suppose you meet Hitler, who acted as Hitler in the film, butchering millions of people. Suppose you meet him in the, sir, please autograph my book. Yeah, you will tell autograph my book because you acted so superbly. I felt like going there and then releasing the, what is that, automatic AK-47 against you. It's so fantastically you acted. But that part, very much. We are thinking, this life is real, cinema is unreal. This life is?
So unreal.
Real. This life is also unreal. Do you know when?
Sleep.
Two times. When you are dreaming, so you are dreaming, you are here, in your own bed, here in Bangalore. In Australia. And you are dreaming, I am in UK or Australia or Switzerland. Suddenly, the cold descends. And then you say, what a fool I was. Bangalore weather is far superior to this weather. Why did I leave all that comfort and come back? And then you are cursing this, yourself and everybody else. And then suddenly, you could not bear it. You bang your hand and then you look up. Where do you find yourself?
That's
so was that? When you are in that state, was Bangalore real or unreal?
Unreal.
This is dream. And then when we are in the deep sleep, we have forgotten the entire world. There is no good, there is no evil, there is nothing. Every day this happens. And every day, you forget the word in between two thoughts. At that time, you are yourself. This is the truth. Think over it. I'm not asking you to imagine. I will not ask you to labor so hard. Okay. Lokahano chinta nakagya. Why? Nivedita atma loka veda shvidatva. Because you have surrendered yourself. You have surrendered your so-called property, your family. You have surrendered the whole universe, the whole world to God. A devotee cannot say, this is mine. Everything is yours. So whatever happens to you, whatever happens to yours, whatever happens in the world, everything is running by the will of God. That's why there is no time. There was a great Sufi mystic, a lady called Rabia. You heard about her? One of the greatest pure Vedanta. When somebody went, we narrate two stories about it. When somebody went and told her, Rabia, do you know, such and such a persons, they are criticizing you. What's your take up on that? He said, I am so preoccupied with God, I have no time to think about what I should do, what I should not do. So when I get a time, then let me see what I can think about. Now I am thinking only about God. Second is beautiful incident. One day Rabia was walking in the forest. And there were other, what is called, some fakirs. They were also following. They knew her greatness. So when she entered into the forest, all the birds saw her. They started fighting with each other. Who is going to sit on her shoulders? they were fighting. One comes, pushes the other fellow. That fellow says, how dare you push me? I came here first. This is the first place. Wherever they could find space on her head, on her shoulders, they were fighting with each other. I want to sit. So the fakir was telling to birds, I am also a fakir. Please come. Please sit on my shoulders. I am not going to harm you. Really, he meant it. But the moment he approaches, they run away. So he was shocked. He went, Rabia, why is it? I know, you know, I don't mean any harm to birds. And yet they refuse to come to me. And they are vying with each other to sit on your shoulders.
Don't you do that?
Oh, fakir, before you became fakir, you enjoyed bird meat. The taste is still lingering on your tongue. And the birds know it. So you can't artificially, you know, the taste. You might have given it up now, but the taste is lingering on your tongue. How powerful is the samskara? And the birds instinctively recognize. That's why they don't approach to you. But Rabia, they know. She will give up her life in protecting them if any harm comes to them.
That much instinct there.
All animals have. You go and see, and born free. I don't know whether you heard about it.
Elsa.
Elsa, one lioness, was brought up by an English woman. Painful surgery had to be done. So this lady took the lion, huge lioness, on her lap, telling Elsa, be calm. It would be painful, but calm. So the veterinary doctors came. There was no anesthesia. So they just started, there was some swelling. They started cutting. It was very painful. You know, when it's a part swells, the surrounding area becomes very painful, even if you touch like. Absolutely, it kept quiet. Surgery was done. They stitched it. And afterwards, they applied some antibiotic like that. Then only, and they left. Because it knew, whatever, this is my mother. Whatever my mother does is for my good. Even human children will protest. But animals, you know, there are people like snakes.
Even in the humans.
Humans.
We find some people we don't want, we don't like them, we don't. Yeah, some. Is it like an instinct that's working? Or
no, some. Past experience.
How can you recognize in the new body?
You will not recognize, but the every samskara gets reflected in the face. You apply that here also in the ashram. You know, you see 5-6 sadhus. One sadhu came, I want to meet to mix with this sadhu because he looks very innocent. The other one is very fierce. Sadhu is okay, but fierceness is not okay. You know, you get some sadhu, you get scared also. When they look at you, like, smile you. Dujjanaha, what is that? There is a Sanskrit shloka in there.
So that is perception.
Even the smile of a wicked person is bhayankaraha, produces.
See, it's a perception of the.
It's not
so
perception.
Where, how do you. How do you recognize? So what is?
We had similar experiences before.
The mind. The mind had similar.
We had past life. Past experience. In which you came across persons looking like that. And your experience has been universally negative. When you get to see another person, complete stranger. But that face cut resembles this face cut. Who had given you so much a cause for fright. So you are judging this person. Since that person gave me pain and this person's face looks like the other person, this also might be painful. This is how we judge people. Yeah.
No, past
jinma,
if I happen to see me, my grandfather is now my small boy or anything, will I be able to recognize? Or?
No, you won't be able to recognize.
There won't be any nothing. You won't like.
Even if he actually is born in your own family, you will not know that this person was that person.
Yes. You will there not won't be any.
Actually, there is no need for. There is no need. But what I am talking about, certain experience. Experiences always come in a concrete form. Never in a, what is called, abstract form. Either some animal, some sleep, or some tree, or something. Then when you see such a thing, so it gives more.
So the reason why we like someone and why we don't like
because
someone.
You have seen people like that in your past. Who the persons always gave you only pleasure or joy. When you see the resemblance, you imagine that since this person's face looks so similar, my experience with this kind of persons was always positive and pleasurable. So this also must be pleasurable. Usually that is true. Usual. Because face cuts formation of the body depends upon the good or bad samskara. When you see some people, you will know these are wicked people, not trustworthy. Because their samskaras made them like. Sometimes, rarely we might mistake, but generally our instinct doesn't go wrong. Instinct.
That's what animals have.
Animals, because they don't reason. I tell you a small story. There was a Nyayika, a logician. You know, in India, Nyaya is a big philosophy, school of philosophy. There are expert teachers and some students who wanted to learn logic. So one day the teacher asked the student, I'm giving you 1 rupee, go and buy some oil from some oil man and come back. So the student went there. And they sell fresh oil. Means there would be, you know, that one pull up will be going wrong. Fresh oil, it is squeezed. So it goes round and round, that one big chakka in the same circle, like a circular track. And then there will be a hole. And from there, the sarsu, to see some like that oil. That is how we all extract. So then the bullock was left out. So then, how does the owner know it is working or not? He tied some bells there. If it stops moving, he will know. So this fellow learned a bit of logic. He said, supposing, sir, you are not running after the bullock. How do you know that the bullock is stopped working? And said, you see, I tied the bells. If it starts moving, then the bells will not ring. That is how I will know that it has stopped. Then I will go and give one back. And then again it starts moving. And it knows by this time that if it stops moving, it will get a back. It knows. The logician student thought about it. Supposing it stops and moves its head like how will you? The man said, that is why I did not send it to your school. To learn logic. So a devotee should not worry whatever happens in life because it happens by the will of God or according to my karma phala and whatever happens is for my future good. This is how to practice devotion.
That doesn't mean you don't put efforts.
No, you do whatever you have to. But don't worry about the results. You worry about what you are doing. Yeah. Some devotees, you know, when I was there in UK, they used to cook for me. So sometimes there would be too much salt. Sometimes there would be no salt. Sometimes, like that, you know, they say, Maharaj, how is my cooking? This is cooking once only I ate. After that, I feel like telling you that you don't go to all the trouble. Why, Maharaj? Like that, you see. No, no, no. I was taking Holy Mother's name and cooking it. I said, whenever you cook for me, the first thing is stop thinking of Holy Mother. Pay attention to the cooking. Because your thought is okay. That's why if you are driving also, I always think of God. I tell, no, no. You think of driving. Always think of God. Yeah. Whatever work we need to do, don't divide the mind. Think of the activity. Then think of God. And before, say, oh Lord, I'm going to drive. Please help me. After you reach the destination, by your grace, I reach this destination. So these are very important points. There are certain types of activities which you don't need to focus upon. Mechanical activity. Understand? No, you have to fan somebody. So you don't need to go on fanning. It is mechanical activity. You can go on fanning, you can go also thinking that. But certain activities, let's drive it. Need full attention. Otherwise, any second. Most accidents, do you know what happens? It may not be your fault. It may be the other person's fault. But if you are a good driver, you will anticipate what the other person is going to do. And you can take some steps. Some activities, you can go on thinking about. What do we do when you are sitting for meditation? All your worldly thoughts come crowding. Why? Because namma yajamanaru eega yena maartta illa. This is the best time to go and interact with him. Other times, you know, they are very busy. I don't want to think about it. Meditation time, they think. They know that you are not doing anything. All right.